Chapter 4. Crossing to South America. On November the 3rd, 1740, the squadron weighed anchor from Madeira Roads. Anson had issued written instructions that the next rendezvous was St. Julian's, but once at sea he reconsidered. St. Julian's in Patagonia was too distant, and the season was already too far advanced. Instead, the squadron would sail the 1,800 miles of open ocean to the equator, and then another 1,300 miles to the island of St. Catharines on the coast of Brazil. This would be their last stop but one, before they were to set out around the Horn. Instead of the steady northeast trades they had expected, the winds blew from the wrong directions, impeding their progress. By the end of the first week at sea, however, the winds shifted to the right quarter, and they began to make good speed. November the 14th, 1740, the island of Madeira, distance 781 leagues, latitude north 15 degrees 46 minutes, longitude 28 degrees 03 minutes west. Continuance of fair weather altered our course for a supposed shoal called the Palmas, bearing about south-southwest 80 leagues distance from Antunes. Found the variation by amplitude to be 03 degrees 35 minutes west. November 17th, 1740. The island of Madeira, distance 466 leagues, latitude north 10 degrees 40 minutes, longitude 26 degrees 37 minutes west. In the AM brought to, and made the signal for all lieutenants to give them orders to send the longboats to unburden the Industry, laden with brandy, and accordingly began working on her. November 20th, 1740. The island of Madeira, distance 716 leagues, latitude north 07 degrees 59 minutes, longitude 26 degrees 45 minutes west. At noon completed unloading the brandy vessel, each ship having taken his proportion. Ours amounting to 42 casks, having supplied her with several empty casks to fill with salt water for ballast. At 6 p.m., parted with her, who steered away for Barbados. Variation by amplitude, 01 degrees, 14 minutes west. The officers took amplitudes at regular intervals. An amplitude was a bearing taken on a celestial body, such as the sun at sunset. This permitted the navigator to correct the variation in the compass. The compass was subject to continual correction. Measurement by log of the distance run along the compass course, the noon latitude sight and soundings were the only means of determining position. When the Industry had signaled the Commodore and came alongside the Centurion, the master explained that he had come the required distance, fulfilling the terms of his charter, and now wished to be dismissed. The cargo, as summaries reported, consisting mainly of brandy, was distributed among the already overloaded ships of the squadron. However, the master was also given mail from the squadron's crews and dispatches from Anson to the Admiralty. Unfortunately, none of the letters ever arrived. Before she reached Barbados, the Victualler was captured by a Spanish warship, and the entire crew remained prisoners for 3 years.